Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody. Failing better, back again. This is Sean McLaughlin. Johnny Pelham is there.
I am here. Hello.
Hello. How are you feeling, Johnny?
I feel excited and ready to do the best podcast we've ever produced.
I think this is going to be the best podcast we've ever produced. We've produced some serious gold over the years.
We've produced a lot of sewage, and now we're going to produce something magnificent.
That's exactly how we work. Thank you very much for listening. We want to do a sincere request for reviews and ratings, if that's okay.
I'd like to say how the way you did that made it seem like we were begging, which maybe we are begging. I suppose we are begging, but you didn't hide that.
Well, I think we've sort of, you know, there are times in this podcast history where we've really been shooting up. Numbers wise, attention wise, feels like we've been getting lots of new Patreons, lots of new emails. Yeah. And then there are times like the last couple of weeks where genuinely we call each other and go, why do we even bother doing this shit? No one cares. No one loves us.
This is, you know, when you said let's do a pitch for this is bleaker than I imagined it would be.
Okay.
This is like if Dom Draper, like I don't imagine they like Coke when an advert going, look, guys, we're really struggling right now. Please drink Coke.
Well, look, if we were doing as well as Coca-Cola, you know, if we had, 65% of the market share of podcasting, we wouldn't need to talk like this. But the truth is, we're not Coca-Cola. We're Rio. And
we've only got 20% of the market share podcast, so we've got to keep going. We've got to keep growing.
So if you like this podcast, please do give us a 5-star rating or a review on your podcast app or listener of choice. And do send us emails for Adam and Eva and stuff like that.
Best episode ever. Sean is about to cry. I've got a little violin I'm going to bring out. You've really gone quite a bleak.
What do you want me to do? We had a long conversation before. We go, the podcast is stagnating.
I guess what I thought was, let's say it in an entertaining, jolly way. Whereas no. You've gone, let's pull on the hat. It's like a fucking, like a Red Cross advert, this.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's a way we could get, like, Fix You by Coldplay just put over this?
I'm sure someone could, but not us.
Yeah, not. We're not going to do that.
When you, I'll sing. I know I'll sing, and you do the pitch.
Okay, Johnny sings, and then I'll do the pitch. And this is gonna. You're gonna be crying.
When you get what you want, but not what you need.
Every day, over 7 million podcasts are recorded. Failing Better is a good podcast.
Nights will guide.
Give us a 5-star review, please.
And
tell your friends about Failing Better. Otherwise, we're going to have to stop and turn it into another football podcast or something.
And I will try to fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Also, we want to fuck you all. So,
lads on tour.
Lads. So, yes, that was my pitch. Do you think it was too heavy-handed?
I think it's a pretty bad pitch.
I haven't spoken to another human being all day, so maybe my tone is not quite correct.
Well, I just think it was quite...
you do one then. You do one.
Hey, everyone. We know you love this podcast, and we love doing this podcast for you, but we're just sort of wondering...
But that's a lie. It's a lie.
But do you think fucking... Every advert's a lie.
What?
Every advert is a lie. Do you think there's any advert where it's like... Do you think fucking... The car insurance dude is actually an opera singer. No, he's just a fat man who hates himself.
Good grief. All right, keep going.
Hey guys, we love doing this podcast so much, and we know that you love doing the podcast, but also our numbers have stopped growing, and actually we're really quite struggling and thinking about stopping. So if you think about telling a friend, tell, you know, just tell someone, please, for fuck's sake, tell anyone, you fucking nerds. Why are you listening to this? Either stop listening or
that's
get more people to
listen.
Because right now we're in a hinterland where we can't stop, but we can't keep going, and we hate it. Please, fucking help us.
So fuck you. I hinterland is a good word for where we are. And I feel like I'm in that position, frankly, with everything in my life. I'm too far along. I've clearly not unsuccessful.
Is that clear?
I mean, it's clear enough to me, Johnny. It's not clear to you. I'm wearing a fucking suit, bro.
Sean is wearing a suit. It's 2 p.m. on a Monday and Sean's wearing a suit. Clearly, he's about to go to court to argue that he shouldn't be able to see his son.
I don't care if I urinated on the centre path. He's my boy.
Little tall McLaughlin belongs to me.
Little tall McLaughlin, you asshole. No, but it is funny that. Hinterland, yeah.
Hinterland.
So, what do we do? Is that we do have listeners. We have a Patreon. It's a thriving community.
It's a thriving community. It's a community. It's a community of sort of oddballs.
It's a post-industrial wasteland, but it is still a community. And, you know,
I suppose. It's a modern community, isn't it?
I don't really know. We like doing the podcast, but it would be nice if more people listened. But also, it'd be nice if Johnny, the social media expert, would ever do a single tweet or post that the podcast is out.
Oh, it's always my fault, isn't it, Sean?
No, it isn't. It's both our faults.
Yeah, well, look at yourself in the mirror, right? And look at that. Look at that man, and then think.
It's too small. All I see is my knees.
But basically, if you like the podcast, please try and help us.
The problem is, if this is your first episode, you're thinking, is this podcast just people, just these two begging people to listen to the podcast? And I got news for you, buddy. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, mirror. You met my long-term wife yesterday, didn't you, Sean?
Your long-term wife. I had a big weekend of socialising, travelling and doing things. Actually, Friday night, I had some old uni friends come and stay with me.
Whoa.
Shout out to Lauren and Cass and Kirsty. Peace.
That was pretty rad how you did that shout out.
Do you think so?
Pretty rad, man. I thought you were really cool.
Thank you. Johnny, that really actually is just what I needed right now.
Yeah, you're a real cool dude, man.
So shout out to you three. Also shout out to Danny, I don't know why I'm shouting out to literally...
let's keep doing some shout outs. I'd like to shout out to Mandela. What you did in South Africa was great, man. Shout out to Bowie. You always made good music and made my heart sore. Shout out to Trump, because, you know, hopefully if he got the love he deserves or should get, he wouldn't be such a bad man.
Yeah. Do you mean which one do you mean? Which Trump?
Ivanka. Even though I said he. Shit.
As we said in the Patreon, and I'll say it here, Johnny, a man who cannot even remember his own bullshit. That is the best way of describing
That's my new
him.
Tagline, Johnny, who can't remember his own bullshit.
I want to do some shout-outs. shout out to Johnny Pelham, co-host of Failing Better, greatest pedcast in the game. Shout out to Coldplay for that song Fix You. We've only ever heard the first draft of it, but I hope you got to fuck that girl at the end of it. I don't know if you ever changed that, but I thought it was bold of you when you were at the sort of precipice of becoming the biggest rock band on earth to release a single called Fuck You. I thought that was pretty bold.
Very different to Rage Against the Machine's version, though. Rage Against the Machine were railing against the system. Coldplay were railing into that young woman. That was horrible. I apologise to Coldplay.
Fix you. I won't do what you tell me. What sort of music do you like? Can I ask that? We've never talked. We sometimes talk about music, and I'm actually going on another podcast about music soon, and I want to know what's your music, Johnny? Because you don't strike me as somebody who has a sort of cultural life outside of this podcast.
I'm like some mold that grew in a dish. Outside of this moldy dish, there's nothing.
It's like there's some scientists like trying to convince us, don't get rid of the mold. There's life in there.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, please don't get rid of me.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favourite song? Because actually, this is something I was going to mention to you, but I want to hear you talk about this.
I don't really, you know what I'm quite liking at the moment? But the thing about me is, because I'm an Etch-a-Sketch, there's no memory or permanent sense of identity. I've got no idea what my favourite song is. But Quite Now, I'm liking that.
Quite Now.
Quite Now. All right, fuck off, Sean. Right Now, I'm liking that song by Lord or Lordy. I'd only say Lord's
Lord.
Name. Lord. Which is called something like Happy Places. Good song, that.
Lord's really good. She's really good.
She's really,
I really
good.
Like Lord.
I really like Lord.
Lord was like 17 when she broke through it. She's so good.
Do you think we can get her on the pod?
Yeah. Should we try and get Lord on?
Yeah.
What do we, she's very private, actually, so I think this would really fit into that.
Yeah. I think we should start it by
she doesn't like to do much publicity, so you go, yeah, trust me, you're not doing it. You're not doing publicity.
You're essentially talking into a diary. We should start.
We're one of the few podcasts that has less listeners than hosts. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And that's our USP, and we will never change that.
Well, who's your favourite artist, historically? Who's your favourite artist?
I quite like Pink Floyd.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Because the artist that you always talk about on this podcast has released a new album last week, and I was wondering if you'd listen to it.
Kesha?
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, actually, this is an apology to Kesha, because I read an article, you're probably promoting that tour about her life, and it's quite harrowing, and I sort of wish I hadn't.
So what, is an apology that you listen to her music?
No, but I always...
The last thing she wants is more tragedy. Johnny Pelham's a fan.
But I she's a good woman, and she's a good artist, and she deserves a lot of respect and love.
Yes, I agree. You actually are into Pink Floyd? That's very interesting.
Yeah, I like all the old shit, really, like Pink Floyd and Bob Dylan and...
Do you?
Yeah.
I find that very interesting.
But I don't have a discerning palate, so I'd happily also listen to like Coldplay, I think. You know, people hate Coldplay. Mm. It just sounds fine to me. I'm not very passionate about music. I just think most noise sounds good if it's rhythmic.
Most noise sounds good. That's... Yeah. Look, listeners, you've got to give us a 5-star review, because this is noise, and as far as we're concerned, most noise sounds good.
Most noise does sound... Except if you're like drilling outside your house, that's bad. I wouldn't listen to that.
No, is this better than drilling? 5-star review, please, on Apple Music, saying most noise sounds good and this is noise that sounds good. Thank you. That's all we need.
Who's your favourite musician, Sean?
Let me
just say, I've always seen my speaking patterns as being so lyrical and rhythmic that it could count as music. Just
wait. Yes.
Your favourite singer is me. Your favourite songer.
Fucking hell, Johnny.
I should say, I've just been doing Stuart Goldsmith's podcast. So I've done that for 2 hours before this. And then this is the... So I've done enough talking today for a lifetime, quite frankly.
Yeah, fair enough. I like lots of bands. I'm listening to a lot of Jurassic 5 at the moment.
I've never listened to Jurassic 5.
West Coast hip-hop. I like that vibe at the moment. It's a good summer vibe.
You listening to hip-hop is inherently funny.
It is funny.
It's like a grasshopper from listening to rap music.
Do you know what, that was actually perilously close to being a witty comment. That was, we were knocking on the door of saying something witty there. Oh, Johnny Peller. Look, you got to sign up to our Patreon if you want more of this. Patreon.com/failingbetter.
Fucking fantastic. So you met my wife. And you said they were being mean about us.
Yeah, I look, yesterday I came back from Rotterdam, and apparently some pod listeners were at the show, and I'm very grateful for that. And I went straight into a bar. Whoa. Where my wife and your partner, Sophie, were having drinks.
Whoa.
And they were insulting us.
What are they saying about me? Because I haven't talked to you about this. What are they saying about me?
Okay, do you actually want me... I took a note of it on my phone.
You took a note? I didn't know. It's like a therapy session.
I took a note about this.
What?
Apparently, you don't like it when she says this. So why I'm curious to know why
is she telling people?
Because if you really want to undermine John's confidence, apparently she repeatedly refers to you as Mr. Magoo.
Oh, yeah, because I fall over a lot.
Yeah, because
it's very mean.
When you wake up, you just sort of look like a blind man or something. But then apparently you then say you're like Mussolini, which I think is a bit harsher than Mr. Magoo. Mr. Magoo was not a fascist. He was just a bad, with, you know, hilariously poor eyesight at a dog that couldn't help.
Yeah, but I guess the thing is that I am morally superior to Sophie, so it makes sense that hers would be meaner than mine.
I mean, I look, if you're trying to convince me that in order to win any argument you accuse the other person of being a fascist, I'm way ahead of you. I've been doing that before it was cool, Johnny.
You call your wife Adolf every day.
It was basically, I just basically listened to my life partner, your life partner, back and forth, describing how both of us were absolute imbeciles about how the podcast is a failure. I mean, it was quite a tragic conversation.
Were they slagging off the podcast?
Yeah, they were slagging off the pod. They were slagging off the listeners as well.
What horrible bitches. And did you defend the pod?
Well, I was outnumbered. What could I do? I'd go, yeah, isn't it a good pod, is it?
Oh, imagine if a listener had been listening to it, how sad they'd be. So, right, what we need to do is we need to set up some sort of petition, I think, where we can send it to them and say, actually, a lot of people like this podcast.
That is a really good idea. Yeah. We need to set up a petition. If it gets, like, enough signatures, they have to discuss it in the Houses of Commons. The House of Commons.
Right, the petition is, can we change the national anthem to the intro music to Failing Better? And how many signatures do you need? You need like 10,000 or something.
Well, they always say that. You know when you get sent a petition and they always say, hey, if it gets 4,000, they have to talk about it in Parliament. I don't really think that that's true, though, is it? It's not like it's going to be brought up at PMQs.
It's certainly going to be on the news, is it?
Probably some crappy subcommittee going, for some reason, this podcast has had 4,000 signatures, so here I am talking about it. Anyway, weed. How do we make it even more illegal?
That is a funny idea, actually. That you're right, because it is like 10,000 signatures it has to be debated in Parliament. There must be the saddest job in Parliament, must be the guy whose job is the head of that committee, who just has to read out various inane shit that people...
I just hate it. I hate petitions.
This says we should end all potholes in the UK. Right, next.
Right, done it. Next. I just think... There's a time where it's like I'm always like, oh, sign the petition. Sign this petition to... And sometimes it's stuff like, sign this petition to get Ole Gunnar Solskjaer fired from Manchester United. I don't fucking care. It's a complete waste of the government's time, that.
Yeah, well, the government shouldn't be involved in hiring or firing Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, it's separation of church and state. That's what I say.
Although I'd love it. Imagine if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer became like Transport Secretary.
I guess that could work. It could work. Should we do a little Adam and Eve it?
Let's do an Adam and Eve it.
Do you want to do the... Shall I introduce Adam and Eve it to new listeners? Or do you want to do the...
Shall I do the jingle?
First? Yeah, do the jingle.
Adam and Eve it. Adam and Eve it. Adam and Eve it. Sponsored by Coke. Work to win all year or something.
The taste that wins all year round. So this is our favourite section. It's called Adam and Eve It. We get asked questions by one of our listeners called Adam or a listener called Eve. And Coca-Cola are our sponsor. And it really is a winning taste that wins all year round. I'm going to have a little sip of Coke right now. Oh, so refreshing. And such a good way to clean a penny.
That was great, that.
Was it?
Yeah, really strong. That's how we should have advertised... Or Patreon, I think.
Okay, I'm going to advertise our Patreon now same way.
Yes, come on.
Is the Patreon also sponsored by Coke?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Hi, if you want to join our Patreon, you get a free Coca-Cola. It's a really good Patreon. You get like free content every week. You get like loads of all the back episodes we've been doing. Like we've done like 40 episodes up there, plus stand-up and stuff. And the main thing is you get to enjoy it with a nice, cool glass of Coke. Cheers. Fizzy.
Oh, I loved fizzy. That is because you know what?
That's the bit you liked,
fizzy?
Is it?
Yeah. I felt you lost a bit in the middle because it did feel like a list that you weren't sure what
okay.
was on the list.
I'll do it one more time. Right.
Also, what I'd say, this is a tip. Say, signing up to our Patreon also helps support this podcast that you love to continue to grow. I think that's quite nice.
Okay.
Tell the community.
Johnny, shut the fuck up.
Tell the community.
Okay. We have a great community on Patreon. And if you sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/failurebetter, you'll get access to not only loads of extra content from me and Johnny, but you'll help the community grow. You'll help us grow. You'll make best friends. Nothing will ever go wrong again. Your boss will die. And you can enjoy a nice Coke. It's a great taste all year round. Cheers. Brown.
Terms and conditions do apply. If you like your boss, they do not have to die if you join our Patreon. I think that was really good, actually. I think
that felt... Very good.
Listen, just join our fucking Patreon so we keep doing this fucking podcast that we both love and hate, you wankers.
My friends who came to stay with me, who I was doing a shout out for before, at least two of them brought up this podcast, and I kept thinking, oh God, no.
What did they say? Were either of them positive?
Yeah, I think they were. I can't tell. I mean, none of them are Patreons.
People often talk to me about them. Every time anyone in the outside world says they've listened to this podcast, I have a sense of deep dread. Particularly when it's like Sophie's friends. Like when Sophie's friends are like, yeah, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Man. That's not. Because I want to be a blank slate or an interesting person. I don't want to be the fucking weird nerd idiot who can't speak.
You're a blank, boring person. That's the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. But actually, I'm quite charismatic and I'm lovely to talk to, aren't I, Sean?
Yes, you are. Now, let's get on with Adam and Eve, shall we?
Adam and Eve.
So, we've actually got an Eve question from one of our Patreons.
Ooh. Have you got it up or do I need to get it up?
I'll get it up. I'll get it up, Johnny.
Little question for you, Sean. What's Eve spelt backwards?
Do you know what? It's that type of red-hot wit that is going to soar us up the charts.
I tell you, I've actually just thought of a really funny story that is actually quite fun. I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast. I was quite high. Imagine it. I was like 20 years old. I was talking to a girl. We were outside the Life Museum in Newcastle, which is a science museum. At the time, I thought it was a live museum, and I saw backwards, I thought it would spell evil. So I said, hey, look up there. What does life spelled backwards say? And she looked up and she went, Ethel. And I went, yes.
I mean, even if it was live and she said evil, what would you have said? What was the next?
I don't know.
Play?
I was all high. I didn't have a plan. I just thought that's quite exciting. When she said Ethel, though, I thought, that's nothing, is it?
It's nothing. Another conversation.
Dead.
Shot dead by the woke brigade.
Shot dead before it was born.
Yeah. Here is a question from Eve. Though I think the understanding is her name isn't actually Eve. And we want to say, if you do want to send in questions, we've made this clear, you know, your name doesn't have to be Adam or Eve. But if it is Adam or Eve, it does get priority. Last week, I asked my boyfriend if he wanted to go to the chippy and get chips, and he said he didn't want to get chips. That is the first time that has ever happened in 8 years, and now I don't feel like I know him, and our entire relationship is based on a lie. Should I dump him, or do you think there is a way that the trust can be rebuilt? Thanks.
Good question, that.
That's a really good question.
You're the chip expert, Sean. What are your thoughts?
Well, I feel weirdly... My relationship with my wife, I think, succeeds because we live on opposite ends of the chip spectrum. In that I would happily eat chips all day, every day.
Yeah.
And that she sort of chips, you know, for her, chips are a special occasion. So maybe having a partner that doesn't want to necessarily always get chips actually helps the sort of yin and yang, you know, the cosmic dance that is a human relationship. I mean, look, I'm not going to sit here and say I think you should dump him.
Yeah.
But I definitely think some sort of formal warning, tribunal, I don't know.
I think if he's always been into chips, I think it's definitely worth a conversation to work out. Like, you could be depressed, or he could be trying to lose weight, maybe to make himself more conventionally attractive so he could leave you. So I think it's definitely worth, like, chatting, you know, about what's the cause of the lack of desire to eat chips.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you get that, and I would be quite paranoid about that. I wouldn't go in with an open mind. I'd go quite close.
I'd go in hard, loud, and scattergun.
Yeah,
you should be throwing out things like, you don't even need to be fit. You've got me to eat these chips, you cunt. Like, say things like that.
I think saying, do you want more vinegar on you? Do you? And then pour vinegar on him.
Yeah.
And then chuck salt on him and go, you fucking, I'll assault you. Just good stuff. Puns and aggression. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. And then say stuff like, I have a law of you.
And then chuck mushy peas at him and call him a cunt.
Yeah, and attack him verbally, physically, and lock him in the basement.
Catch a massive fish. fat on it, and then go, you think you're better than this fish, do you, you fucking twat? I never knew it. I never knew it.
I hope that helped
to win all year round.
Oh God! Look, if all else fails, just have a lovely can of lovely Coke. It is a taste that wins all year round. Cheers, actually.
Have a glass. Have a sniff. Coke. It never doesn't work.
It never doesn't work. That's a weirdly profound sentence you just said.
Thank you. I'm a very profound man. So I hope that helped, Fiona / Eve.
Yeah, I hope it helped. I hope it helped. I think it did help.
I think so.
Send any questions you have for us to failingbetterpod@gmail.com, or I guess you can tweet us them at failingpod, or put them in the Patreon if you're a Patreon, which none of you are. that is me. I don't have anything else to say, Johnny.
You know what I mean? I did a gig in Glasgow, and that
you want to talk about it?
Well, it went quite, I would say, badly. The word exists. Why not use it?
Don't knock it till you try it. Am I right?
Don't knock it till you've tried it. And it made me think, maybe my end of a show is going to be quite bad. So that was quite a bad thought. What would you say?
Is this your way of promoting your Edinburgh Fringe run?
Yeah. Basically, if you want to see a show that doesn't really work for some pretty fundamental reasons that can't really be fixed, then do come. The Pleasance, somewhere in the Pleasance at some time.
Sure. Sure. Put the effort in. Look, when you've been sold a project this enticing, you've got to put the effort in. Put in the legwork.
I think so. I think it will be a good show by ending. But you know, when you have the first time, you think, God, maybe I'm just about to bring up a red hot piece of shit and have to perform it for a month.
Well, I mean, you've been doing this podcast twice a week. You should be used to that feeling. But I do. I think that's part of the process, though, isn't it? You get the excitement, you start to feel like you're achieving a lot, and then it regresses massively. And then maybe it comes back again.
And also, yesterday I spent all day writing in like a panic, and I think I actually came up with quite a lot of maybe funny stuff.
That's really good. You've got plenty of time.
You need that fear, don't you?
Do you have any previews or work in progress shows you wish to plug on this podcast coming up, Johnny?
I'm doing one in Chester on Saturday, which will be Saturday this week, and then one next Tuesday at Excess Malarkey in Manchester, if you live near Chester or Manchester.
I'm going to be in Manchester on Tuesday.
Fuck off. Are you doing Ricky's tour? Do you want to come to see my show afterwards? And
I could do, actually.
Maybe write me like 15 minutes of material.
Do you want me to come?
You could do. Sophie's coming. We could have a boogie.
Oh, my days. Are we going to have a boogie?
We could have a bloody boogie.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. And actually, do you know what? We'll have the higher ground here, so we could just insult her and my wife.
This structurally, this episode's work. We started off talking about how you were outmanned and outgunned. We'll outman and outgun Sophie, and we'll tear her a new one.
Yeah. She's not going to know who she was born.
Oh, you've won her 2 BAFTAs, have you? Well, you don't get all the respect.
Well, this is perfect, listeners. It's just been another perfect episode of the podcast. Back on Friday. Do keep listening, and if it's your first time listening, some of the older episodes are better than this one, I think.
Some are worse, though. I don't think this is a historically bad episode.
I think this is middle of the pack.
Yeah, it certainly hasn't ever reached any heights that anyone could call entertaining, but it's certainly not been as self-pitching and self-indulgent as some.
I think it's had more of that than you'd think.
All right. Well,
maybe it's ended with you talking about how bad your show is.
Yeah. And it began with us talking about how bad this podcast is doing.
It's a shit sandwich, but get this, the bread's in the middle and the shit filling is on the outside.
And also, there's no bread.
There's no bread.
It's a shit.
It's a shit casserole. Thanks, everybody. See you soon.
Bye.
What's that?
That's to say we've done 28 minutes.
All right, fair enough.
Thank you. We're going to try and do an episode on Friday, but we haven't sorted it yet. But it might have a guest.
It will probably have a guest.
All right, good luck in your life.
Good luck, everyone. Good luck getting a guest.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.